You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Football Friday in Dallas week. Come on, man.
Are you foaming at the mouth yet?
Let me
ask you guys something.
Yeah.
Name two things you hate more than the Dallas Cowboys, because I tried to think of it and I couldn't come up with it.
You know what? I don't even care if they could lose the Super Bowl. Yeah. As long as they win this game on Sunday?
2-15, but as long as we beat the Cowboys?
All that matters.
The stinking Cowboys!
They suck!
Oh, I hate them!
You too, man.
Let's figure out if Hugh Douglas keeps the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain, the WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
The belt is awarded every Friday at 4:30 on the WIP Afternoon Show to the WIP employee that brought it the most that week. And the question is, and the way the belt is awarded, it's not a new person every week necessarily. Somebody holds the belt and somebody has to take it from them. So who is holding the belt this week? It is Hugh Douglas.
Yep.
Based on his reckless speculation of last week.
Which we got changed to informed speculation.
Correct. As he is now number two on the Eagles Insider of the Year power ranking.
He's getting thrown out by D. Gunn.
Yes.
Chris Sims threw his name out the other day.
No.
He did. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Chris Sims said there's whispers in Philadelphia from reputable people like D. Gunn and Hugh Douglas.
Yep.
He's going national, kids.
That's clearly Chris Sims. Like, yeah, I told y'all I was right.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, me and Simsy.
A little early for victory lap, Chris.
Yep, no, tone it down.
Yeah, you got to be careful. The question is, has anyone at WIP done enough to take the belt away from Hugh Douglas? And the question, or the answer is, absolutely, positively not.
Not even close.
No, Hugh Douglas keeps the belt. He's on a heater right now. He's on a heater. Hugh Douglas has the belt. He deserves the belt. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
He's getting national recognition for his
big
informed
scoops.
Speculation. I don't even know what else to say.
We're starting to call him Hugh Schefter.
Yep. Yep.
Listen.
Yeah.
My boy has come out of his shell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I can't necessarily say I agree with everything he says.
Well,
but at least he said it.
Yeah,
he
is
feels that way. He feels that way.
215, congratulations, Hugh Douglas. What a run for Hugh Douglas. What a run. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? Let me tell y'all something, man. I'm at my best friend's wedding. I'm the best man.
Oh.
And lights, camera, action about to be on in a minute. And I said, look, he said, nah. Go take care of your boys real quick. You be right up real quick. So I'm going to knock this out right now. Hey, yo, Jackie, hit the music. what a game is going to be to play against Sugar Blue while all the negative reports, sucker stuff, sissiness, love and hip-hop, E-Harmony, Bong Chin Chen, which is gossip, novellas, which are soaps, Lifetime Movie Network type of bleepery is going on. Well, I'm going to get it to you straight to the point with this right here. With all due disrespect to the person or persons who are the Bird Leaks, Wiki Leaks, Freaky Leaks, you know what you can leak? Leak these. How about that? All this sucker stuff going on while we are pretty much the number one seed in the NFC, sitting at 8-2 and are the recent Super Bowl champions. Let me tell you this, the enemy comes to you in all forms. They come to you friendly, they come to you very appealing, come to you as a very influential man, a finance woman, or a Twinkie in the supermarket. Y'all gotta see through all that BS. The enemy wants y'all to fall. The enemy is planting all these seeds of deception. Y'all can't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Okay, y'all going through a bump on the road, but don't make it bigger than what it is. Have some freaking gratitude. Y'all got issues, but good. Y'all get to embrace the suck, quiet the enemy, quiet the doubters by putting boots to ashes all the way to Sierra Bravo 60. We are not to be suckers that fold like some fragile flakes to the enemy. I would rather suffer in good company than live comfortably surrounded by delicate men. Now let's go and put somebody in a freaking mouth. The work has already been done. We believe in our creed and make them bleed indeed. We fall in love with the war, stretch to our backs we lead. We come to fight with the ones created from the dirt and the slums, from the concrete jungle warriors that were bombed. How y'all feel about that? Well, I ain't even done yet. We go and attack and then attack some more with Philly on our back. There's a fact we score. Get down or lay down. We told you love hurts. The only Dallas in our city, and you know it's got hurt. Time to go to Pound Town. Yeah, we around town. Dallas, we are bound. Their bodies never found. Put them in a body bag or a blue tent. Savages we are, demonstrating violence. Anybody want to go to war? Then let's go to war. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, Iron Wheels from North Philly, Hunter Park, a.k.a. the Star Major of Philly, certified grass grower. Peace.
Nailed it!
Wow.
Nailed it with the music.
Wow.
Oh, dude, and now he's rapping in there.
That was high quality.
Yes.
Perfect 10.
Unbelievable.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Yes.
He delivers an A-plus performance there,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know he's giving a best man speech tonight.
Oh.
What does a Rios best man speech sound like?
Is he having everyone scream blood and violence?
Dude, could you imagine the wedding dress? Everyone's all dressed. What makes the grass grow?
Do you know what the wedding party looks like? This is Rios is giving the speech. Just total stun.
Yeah, he's pretty intense.
Oh
yeah.
My God!
If someone, I might text him because like I want
you
him.
Need somebody,
I need to record.
I need to be recorded. Yeah.
Need the recording.
Like, does he get hype?
Need the recording.
Yeah, all right, I'll text him.
Need the recording. Need to be able to play it on the air. Yeah, absolutely, positively, 100% need to play it on the air. All right.
Well, it has to be worth it.
Yeah, well, either way, even if he's...
Even a mellow down Rios.
I need to hear that. I mean, whatever the unless it's like a bridesmaid speech or whatever,
right.
Unless it's one of those, you know. Oh, I know this is second grade, and I'm jealous you're getting married, and I'm not. Blah, 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 blah. It's one of those, I don't need
Dude,
it.
Dude, can you imagine he gets up there and says that speech was sucka?
Oh.
You know?
It's not some maid of honor, sucka maid of honor speech.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Content. I might. If there's a WIP wedding next summer, money to invite Rios.
He's your plus one.
Yeah, for content.
Well, who's next on the list?
Who is? I feel like Buzz. I think Buzz could be next on the list.
And they've been together for a long time. Come on, Buzz.
Yeah, is that like 2 years?
Yeah.
That's not a long time.
Well, Buzzland.
Yeah.
He's one.
Lock it up.
Yeah,
Buzz.
You kidding me?
Lock
one girl said yes, and he's like, "All right, for life."
Lock it up.
No, to be fair, so did I.
I was gonna say, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I was a dog back in eighth grade. Just kidding, I wasn't.
No, you were not.
No, not at all.
So Fran is a no.
Well, Fran's zero. Never.
Yeah. Is there any?
Most?
Well,
no.
I mean, I'm sure you'd love to.
Justin?
He seems like the marrying type.
Morgenstein?
Morgenstein's got a longtime girlfriend, right?
For sure. Yeah. But he's dead to us.
Yeah, he is dead to us. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, okay, full-timers, everybody's married, right?
Oh, Kyle Quinn.
Oh, Kyle Quinn. Would be.
He's been dating his girlfriend for a good amount of time.
Okay.
He's been, you know.
Now, would you be invited to a Kyle Quinn wedding?
Yeah.
Would, now, Ike probably, me?
Nah,
are we invited?
No,
not.
Shot.
Probably
no,
not.
No.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah.
Who?
You better send that invite.
He better send the invite.
Yeah.
Well, Richie.
Oh, Richie.
Richie's
wedding is going to be awesome.
That is, look. Okay. I don't always get the hotel room at the wedding. I'm getting the hotel room at the wedding. I am.
You're right. I think I'm too. I think I would too.
Oh, that open. That bad to be an open bar that night.
See, I don't think I get invited to Richie's wedding.
Why I think not? You. Well, no. I'll take you as my plus one. If
nice.
You don't. Yeah.
The camera? No. We're never.
Yeah.
Too flaky.
No, yeah. Well, at some point, he will get married, but he.
No shot.
He's the pushing 50.
The camera is somebody. He's going to have a remote wedding.
Oh, I'm not traveling.
No.
But you know, him and Amy are going somewhere and getting married.
You think so?
Yeah.
But he has all the. He fashions himself a relationship guy. You don't think he's going to want all these people going to his wedding and it to be written up in Philly Magazine or something?
And Barrett Sports Media.
And Barrett Sports Media, of course.
Well, I tell you what, I know she will.
Yes.
Yes.
He's got to do it here. Oh, the Richie wedding. Do they have a date?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know.
We'll see it on his Instagram, I'm sure.
Dude, if I don't get invited to the Richie, I got to get invited to the Richie wedding. Okay.
We riot if we don't get invited to that wedding.
Yeah, that would be a real problem. You think yes, there's heat between us and the morning show now?
Yeah.
The leaks out of WIP when we don't get invited to Richie's wedding?
Teammate?
Yeah.
I'm not getting invited to the wedding?
He was a writer.
Shut up. He was my teammate.
And I haven't thrown this out in a while, but did hire him.
You did?
No, I hired Tucker, and that didn't seem to help.
Yeah, that didn't help.
No.
But at least Tucker is younger.
Yes.
Richie is our age.
Yes.
Yeah, we got drafted the same. Me and Richie played against, we've been knowing each other since freshmen in college. We've been playing against each other forever.
Dude, the Richie wedding is going to be outrageous.
Dude, we definitely got to be at that wedding.
Oh,
that screams
God.
Main line, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Well, main line or Philly.
I smell a main line.
Really?
Yeah, like right around Nova.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why I said Nova like that. Yeah. I'm not even an accent. But I'm saying Lig.
I'm going to have at least four drinks that night.
Ooh. Oh, Sappy Spike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I love you. I love you guys.
Singing. Nah, man.
You guys are my best friends.
All right. Okay. Sure.
I came back for one reason.
All right. Okay.
All right, so listen, get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey, proud partners of the Burns. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation.
Say it! Everybody says it!
People are in the streets chanting the Philly Formation.
Philly Formation.
You're shot some incredible prizes. A Burns game experience with Brent Celek, a game day party at your house hosted by me. That sounds like a dream come true. Two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every Birds game day. Stop by Jimmy's Timeout in Northeast Philly for the $8 Miller Lite and Jameson Shot Special and their famous roast beef sandwich, or visit Paddy Wax Irish Sports Pub in Head House Square with the $12.50 special and their Irish favorites and pub fare. That's Jimmy's Timeout in Northeast Philly and Paddy Wax Irish Sports Pub in Head House Square, the place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 or older, and as always, celebrate responsibly.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at marisas.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's amazing is, at this point, I am looking for, I have no idea when the Richie wedding's going to be.
No, we have no idea.
But now, I'm already
excited for it. I'm with you. What about Scoop's wedding?
Scoop's Caney?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Do you think I would be invited? Do you think you would be invited?
No, I don't.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
I think I'd be invited.
You? I don't think so.
I think I got a shot.
Better shot than we do.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Be nothing but the morning show, I would imagine.
You would have
she
to.
She works with those guys. Yeah.
Does not work with us.
Yes.
All right. Do we have Tommy ready? Do we have Tommy down the shore? I know we are moments away from Tommy down the shore, and I don't want to.
Yeah, we can't. All
right.
Working on him.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Is there an issue?
Nah.
All right.
This is tough with the reed. I can't call. All right.
did you hear him in the background? Yo! Jack!
That is how we greet each other. Yeah.
All right. Here he is. Tommy down the shore. Jack!
Oh, no. I wasn't even ready.
You suck.
Ah, man.
You are the worst.
Yeah, hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Yeah, don't say anything yet, Tommy. Just keep your mouth shut for 5 seconds.
Yeah, shut up. Tommy. 1 second, Tommy. Yeah. It's Tommy down the shore. Tommy down the shore. I love baloney. I grace him, then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying? Down the
shore. Tommy! What up, brother?
Hey, yo, boy. There's Spike. There's Jack. Big baloney business, baby.
Tommy, 8-2, but all this controversy. Wondering how you're feeling about all of it.
I got to say, I'm feeling frustrated with all the frustration. You know what I mean? Like I was saying in the previous discussion, like, can we just stop and smell the roses? You know what I mean? Because, like, I mean, defending Super Bowl champs, 8-2. And let's focus on the positives, right?
Yeah.
The defense is absolutely sensational, right?
Yes.
Is that a positive?
Yeah. Yep. And we're a blue-collar town, Tommy. You know that.
That's right. I mean, who said, does it have to be pretty? Does every win have to be pretty? Let some of the wins be ugly. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be beautiful every time, does it?
Doesn't have to be what?
Beautiful.
Yeah, it doesn't. Maybe it could be beautiful once. It would be nice. But, yeah, I hear you, Tommy. 8-2 is 8-2.
That's right. Let's try to be a little more positive. I'm going to try to keep infusing some positivity. But before we get into this game with stinking Dallas, right?
Yeah.
You guys know me, right? I love musicals, right?
And musicals or musicals?
Musicals. I kind of like to put it all together into like one kind of mushed word. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course, you're a music guy. It flows through your veins.
Right, but the correct way to say it is musical.
Musical.
You know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
That's the Philly way. You
yes.
know what I mean? I love musicals, right? And I got an idea for a new musical that the four of us could star in together, co-star in together, right?
Okay.
It's called The Baloney Battle of the Bands, right? It's a musical set at a battle with the bands, right? And the four of us, we're like the judges. Ike, Spike, Fritz, and Tommy, we're the judges, right? But yep. Here's the weird thing. In the musical, we're the only kind of like normal human-looking characters. You know what I mean?
I wonder where this is going to go. Okay.
The rest of the characters, they got normal bodies, but their heads are like different food items. You know what I mean? Like, for example, one of the performers is Bobby Baloney. He's got a normal body, but his head is baloney. You know what I mean? Bobby Baloney. You know what I mean?
Does he have a face?
Yeah, it's kind of like a normal body, but like eyes and nose and mouth and all that stuff, but it's like a baloney. You know what I mean? Like a slice of baloney. Or okay. Maybe a baloney packet. I'm kind of still conceptualizing it. You
okay,
know what I mean?
So Bobby Baloney.
Right. And all the performers are promoting the product. He's got a baloney brand, right? And I'll give you a little sample. His music is more like kind of like smooth, easy listening. I'll give you a little sample. Here we go. Bobby Baloney, the best baloney around, yeah. Bobby Baloney, hey, it's the talk of the town. You know what I mean? Kind of like Steve Martin or something.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, wow, that was, nice. That was beautiful.
I appreciate that. Thank you, gentlemen. You know what I mean? I like that smooth Dean Martin Sinatra style singing. So that's Bobby Baloney, right?
Okay.
But all the other performers are a little different. Then you got Ronnie Hot Dog Head. You guessed it. His head is a hot dog.
Why'd your voice crack when you said that?
Because I'm getting revved up because that his music is more like punk rock. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm trying to get into that punk rock energy. You know what I mean? Randy, you got to stay kind of harsh. You know what I mean? Randy Hot Dog Head. You know what I mean? Like that. It's like Ronnie and the Hot Dogs. That's the name of the band. And they got a hot dog stand. I'll give you a little sample. This is like their music. It's like Ronnie and the Hot Dogs. Ronnie and the Hot Dogs. Yeah, we got a hot dog band. Ding, 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 ding. Ronnie and the Hot Dogs. Ronnie and the Hot Dogs. Yeah, hot dog and kick the can. Ding, 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 ding. You know what I mean? They like to insult their fans. You know what I mean?
Just to clarify, this is a musical set at a battle of the bands where the musicians
right.
have heads that are food items, and Bobby
right.
Baloney is an easy listening performer who has a head that is a baloney, and
that's right.
and Ronnie Hot Dog is a punk performer who has a head that is a hot dog.
That's right. And okay. then the four of us, we're the only
we're the
like,
judges.
Like Chris and Tommy, we're the judges. We're the only ones that got normal looking heads. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Is there anyone else?
There's one other performer I'd like to spotlight. His name is Petey Peanut. He's got a peanut head. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And he's Mr. Peanut's grandson. You know what I mean? And he's got a peanut butter company, right? But his music is a little more like country. You know what I mean? Because I know we like country. I know Jack likes country. I like some country, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
It's not my favorite style, but I enjoy it. So Petey Peanut, his music is more like this. I'll give you a little sample. He's got a peanut butter brand. He goes, Petey Peanut Butter, share it with your lover. Peanut butter, it's just like no other. You know what I mean? Like country. You know what I mean?
Man, I didn't think
That's
you could go
country,
country with your
good.
Accent.
I can do it. I can do it. You know what I mean? Because I feel that music, Jack. You know what I mean?
This is a new level of stupid. I mean, this is.
Right.
Yeah, this took y'all a week to concoct.
This is beyond the pale. I don't even know if I could explain this to somebody else. I'm very optimistic about most of your ideas, but getting this funded. The musical that takes place at a battle of the bands and the musicians have food items for heads is a long explanation, Tommy.
Let me tell you something very easy. I'll write all the music.
Okay.
Right? Four of us, we just need some very low-budget costumes. This is a low-budget musical.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
And get some performers. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm trying to boldly go where no stupid has gone before. You know what I mean? I'm new frontier here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is new frontier stupid.
Yeah, and what was you saying last week? You're a genius of being stupid?
I'm a stupid genius. You know what I mean? It's stupid, but it's genius. Genius levels of stupidity.
Okay, yes. There we go.
A certain form of genius. You know what I mean?
Right. I think that's fair. So before we get your prediction for Dallas week, and you must hate the Cowboys, you know I'm going to ask you to do Eat the Gabagool, but we've had many, many requests for Is It Oil or Is It Oil? And I'm wondering if you could do both of them.
I can do both, no problem.
Okay.
I'm always ready. Which one first, Oil?
Oil.
Because I know, Ike, this is your favorite, right?
Yep.
That's right. Here we go. Is it oil or is it oil? Did the milk spoil or did it spoil? Do hot dogs boil or do they boil? Where do plants grow? In the soil or in the soil? Is it oil or is it oil? There it is, baby.
Man, that's a hit, brother. That is a hit.
Take that on the local circuit.
Yeah. I guess those are the two winners so far, right?
So
I got a nice catalog coming along. You know what I mean?
Yeah, could you do Eat the Gabagool?
Absolutely. Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the Gabagool.
What's the Gabagool?
Well, it's a certain type of ham. Eat the Gabagool. And sure you'll make a plan. Eat the gabagool, and sure you'll be the man. There it is, baby.
Dude, I actually think the longer, the more weeks we do it in a row, the funnier it gets.
Yes, I agree with you.
I appreciate that. It's kind of like It's kind of like there's certain movies you watch that get better and better each time you watch them.
Yes.
That's kind of like what my poetry, it seems real stupid at first, right?
Yep.
And then
it's
the
insightful.
More you kind of live with it, it gets better, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. What's the gabagool? It's a certain type of ham. It's what a line that is.
That's the best line I've ever written, Spike, I got to say.
It's the best line I've ever heard. So we play the hated Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. I know you hate the Cowboys. We need your prediction.
I think this is going to be another dominant defensive Birds win. I'm going 26-17 Birds.
All right.
26-17.
I take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take that. Well, Tommy.
Be a little more conservative. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Kind of remember what the team is doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Tommy.
Look at the trends.
Well, great job as always. We love the musical idea, though I think it is a little convoluted, but I love the idea. And we will talk to you next week. Thank you as always, Tommy.
Thanks so much, Phil. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Go Birds. Baloney Soprano is over and 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 out.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Is it oil or is it oil? And then eat the gabagool. I don't know if there will ever be a Friday where I don't want to hear those poems.
I know.
Classics.
Yeah. And they've won how many in a row since we've started doing those?
Oh, yeah. Two.
Yeah, two.
Well,
they've won two straight games.
Have they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they lost two in a row before that. Yeah.
You didn't workshop
who
that.
Cares?
No, no. What's coming up in the top
but
five?
But you've been
five,
doing the blowout Jeff. Thing for feels like longer than just 2 weeks.
Have they won three in a row?
No, you've been doing the blowout thing for longer than 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Have they won three in a row, maybe? Or just two?
Or they won four in a row.
Oh, four in a row. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Oh, right. The two losses were before the Giants
week.
Win
yeah,
and the
they've
Minnesota
won
win.
Four in a row.
Four in a row. Four in a row. All right. All right. All
five
right.
Weeks.
All right.
Cripes.
All right. All right. What's coming up in the top five and five?
So I put my GM hat on.
Okay.
And I have trades I'm looking to make. As GM of the afternoon show.
Oh.
Ooh, trades?
Trades in sports or just...
No, on this show.
Ah.
Well, there's only three people that
trade. But it involves the whole station.
Yeah, okay. No, he's definitely involved in the station.
All right, that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
find
for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.